And so we'll start learning. The new generation want to have, like everyone else, a happy life, you know? They're not interested in the old school, like they're sharing. Like,
yeah,
they want to have a good life. So they're figuring out how to do it in a religious way, Torah way, you know, in a spiritual way. I don't even like religious, but they're trying to do it with Hashem. And it's a struggle to try to do that. Like, I know the new generation, because most of my kids are friends with them. And my kids are them, yeah? They grew up Yishalmi in a way.
Right.
So the point is, they want to be able to serve Hashem, but they also want to be able to have a car, and they want to be able to have nice clothes, and they want to be able to... Yeah, they want to have the chovas and the anias. That their parents had. They don't want to have it. And they figure out how to do it. They also have certain tools that they know how to live in a very simple way, and yet still have a lot. Meaning they, if you go to a Yishalmi's house, to my Yishalmi's, they have a way of, like, this, like, it almost looks like there's nothing there. It's peladic, because they're able to live in smaller spaces and able to, like, get everything, what they need, and pack it away and have everything very masudah. So then when comes Shabbos and Yom Tov, like, you know, we have the avodah.
It's crazy. I've been inside their houses.
Yeah. And it looks
the
like they don't have much.
Kitchen is like a three-bedroom apartment itself.
Yeah, but it looks like they don't have much.
The two-bedroom has like a family of seven with seven kids.
Yeah, my son keeps the son you mentioned, the one smirking at the Hafganos, like he obviously cares about it, but he's a chacham. So he tells me that when he goes to Yerushalayim and he sleeps over, because often it's hard for him to always get the bus back because he learns and works in Yerushalayim. So he sometimes, you know, misses the last bus or whatever, so, or he decides it's easier just to be in Yerushalayim and go straight to school the next day. So he stays in these Yishalmi's houses, yeah, and he says it's like 10 beds and tiny two-bedroom apartment. And he said, you should thank Hashem. Like, he's telling my wife and my daughters that we have a place in Efrat which has, you know, seven bedrooms, you know. You don't have that in Yerushalayim. Right. A bunch of kids with their own room. In Yerushalayim, there's four or five kids in one room. And they're all figuring it out. Yeah. It's a struggle, you know.
They sleep in the kitchen.
So he'll sleep there, but not like when he has his own room with he shares a room with my other son. That's a bracha, you know. My oldest son, when he came back from the army, even though the house is not nice and we're renting it and stuff, but he said he loves the fact he's got his own room. It's the first time in his life he's got his own room, because we lived in Yerushalayim. We lived in smaller apartments. Not as small as that, but we lived in Gamul. Like, so there we have three bedrooms.
Is that Ramema area?
No, it's by Zvil. That was one of our nicest apartments.
By the Kikar.
We've lived in some real pitsy apartments. Like, we had one to the 75-meter apartment.
I used to live right by Zvil also.
Eight of us, you know.
I lived in Rehov Beis Yisrael.
Beis Yisrael, yeah.
The building that there was.
That's like 5 minutes from us. That was five
when
minutes.
The bomb went off, that was our building.
Wow.
The terrorists went and left a bomb. Well, that was outside.
That was 5 minutes from our...
I used to light garbage cans on fire Thursday nights.
Yeah, that was 5 minutes. Gavaldic.
That was off the road to make sure with
I
the
love it. I was such a
good times. But that was 5 minutes. That was one of the reasons why we left, because of the Balagan. Like, we have now space. We have Yeshiva Das. My son loves the nature. Like, when he comes back from the army, like, he loves walking the streets. He took out all my kids this Shabbat. He took everyone out for a walk around the frat. And they just walked around the frat. I was not feeling well, so I don't want to get anyone sick. I don't think I'm sick, but I wasn't up to going for a walk, even though it would have been good for me in a normal Shabbos. But I needed to rest. But he took everyone else out, and it was so nice. And, you know, he's got his...
He's the one with the mohawk?
No, he's the one who came home from the army, Baruch Hashem.
The biggest mohawk?
Yeah, the youngest. He's the youngest, tell me. He's a football guy. He plays
a little worried about him this week when I saw him.
Why?
Friday night, I don't know, he looked like...
My oldest son?
The one with the Pehas Mohawk.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. Zami. I don't know which one you're talking about. But anyway, the Nakuda is that...
The Pehas Mohawk.
Pehas, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Look. Very cool.
No, he's good. They're all good. They're all doing their avoda. Like I feel very blessed in my children. One of the things, having a son in the army right now, with the discussion we just had with Shlomo, and someone brought it up, like, it's a question... You know, so what's going to be now if the army is it following Das Torah? Is it this and that? One of the things that, you know, I've struggled with the fact that my son's in the army, and, you know, I have had moments where I'm feeling like, are they putting my son in danger unnecessarily because they don't have the right Das? They don't have the army, don't know what they're doing. But that's where you have to really dive into Hashem, like, you know, because in the end, you know, even if they had Das Torah, they still need Sata D'Shmai. Like, everything needs Sata D'Shmai. And, you know, in the end of the day, like, it's all Shmira, and we have to keep davening and praying and asking Hashem to give Shmira the owner, because even like if...
It's so complex.
Yes, yeah, complex situation. And someone asked me now, what did I mean in the Shir from Rav Shlomo? So we just had Rav Shlomo talk about, and we're learning Chochmah being a Das, we're specifically learning about Chochmah, and this is Tanya Shir now, right. Chapter 14, we're learning chapter 14. So the idea of Chochmah, he says, is a spark of clarity. You have to know the direction where you're heading. You just have to know your destination. Like he said, home is your destination. You have to know in a deep way where you're at. So then the question came up, but what about, like, you know, all these groups that have different Das Torahs, and you get into the whole group discussion.
Yeah.
So what was what I said? And Rav Shlomo went down that path as well, and he's been going on that path the whole time in the Shir, and that's why we're learning Chassidus now.
Right.
Is the Derech of the Baal Shem, that it has to be Pnimius.
It can only be the Baal Shem.
And it's individual, and it's each person crazy. Has to go through this inner struggle, which is what these chapters in Tanya are about. It's about the inner struggle. And I said that, but he said, the person asking me, the Choshev Yid, Rav Chaim Shlomo, he's a Choshev Yid. Yeah, he's from Svartz. Like, he's been around the Gedolim from the old generation. He's an old Yid, this guy.
With the bow tie.
Yeah, he's not Stamapa, he's like being around, he's Choshev in Schweiz, excuse me, he's in Switzerland, he's Choshev in America, his family are very well connected, he's a special person. So he asked a very good question. He said, but the simple people, they're not like you. It's true, I'll be honest, I'm not going to say it. I'm not a simple guy, my mind is advanced, I'll be real with myself. My Rebbe says that I'm not being guy with it, it's just a woman, see us, my vine, Hashem gave me a good mind, so my mind is fast. So I'm able to think and work through and learn and be connected to Tzaddikim and have all these years of shaykhs to holy people and hear a lot of Torah and absorb it. A lot of people don't have that comfort. Like, even yourself, in America, as much as you've worked, you weren't sitting 20 years, even though you went to Shiva and Eretz, but you went 20 years in front of, like, Rav Tzvi Meyer and, you know, all these things. You had Moshe Weinberger, which is not a second thing, but it's still, I was in Eretz as well. I had a lot of bracha. I don't take it for granted. But to be literally, like, in this, the awe of Torah day after day for 20-something years.
Right.
Yeah? Even when I worked, I was still always afterwards or before around Torah.
Right.
So, wow, nice.
It's fine.
Anyway, So I get what he was saying about me personally, but the point is, he said, but what about the people who are going to need just authority? They need someone to guide them. They're going to need Das Torah, and they're going to need a community to send them the right direction.
Right.
So I said, the real Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, this is my answer, relevant of my Metzius, is that each person himself is going to come to that understanding. That's what the Baal Shem Tov believed. He believed that every person has the and that's what we're learning here, has this Avod Nisteris, this hidden love, for Hashem,
right,
and every simple Yid has ability to come close to Hashem and be a Beinoni and come do Rotzon Hashem, and therefore it doesn't have to be an authority. Why did he write this book? So he doesn't have to be the Balei Tanya standing there telling you what to do.
Yeah,
because he's Ma'amin and it's Chassidim that we will come to that true understanding ourselves.
Right.
Fine, we have to learn the Svarim as much as we can and connect ourselves. And now we're in Eretz Yisrael, we have to try go to the Rabbonim and the Tzaddikim, do all that effort. But at the end of the day, the most important that could it is Emunah Atzmi, that Baal Shem Tov believed in the simple people. That's what you've been learning. You've been reading that book about him. And you see that with the Chabad Rebbe as well. He believed in Pashto Yidden. He sent them off to universities and had never even sat in yeshiva, and he believed that they would spread Yiddishkeit, and they did.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the Lubavitcher Rebbe did that as well, too.
Yeah. He made people shlichim who had never really had yeshiva education. That's like a question, like people like say Matis Yahweh. You never went to yeshiva, yeah? That's what we say about him, you know? I think he did. But like a lot of people
Once
in the music world, la la la. But look,
once he was Chozer B'Tshuva, he sat and learned.
Oh yeah, exactly. And not only that, but right now, there's a sort of interesting Derech of Yiddishkeit developing where people are not like from, but they are dedicated to Hashem and Am Yisrael. It's an interesting path developing. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we saw this with the army now.
It's all the term Mashiach.
Yeah. We see it with the army, that it's sort of like awakening of Yidden in the army. My son was telling me that so many of them put tefillin on. And so many of them did tzitzis. He was talking about it, Shabbos.
I really believe ultimately...
There were so many of them, they woke up in a Yiddishkeit way. Now they're back on their phones. When they had no phones, it was the best. That's when the neshama really came alive.
I've been like coming to this like realization that...
Yeah.
What's happening in this world is that we have this like koach that's coming up, right? We have the amount of chesed, the amount of Torah, the amount of like most nefesh for Yidden,
yeah,
all the good, And you can't have just that as well. And so the negative is coming as well to cloak that, right? So you can look at a video on the internet of like these like people marching through Kikar Shabbos and like just making a total mockery of that neighborhood and these people for no reason. Like, it was very unnecessary, right?
I mean, I lived there for years, and I saw a lot of tourists coming through, and they even made Netflix programs about that community.
Like, doing like
and they were actually okay. They were actually,
doing a Hafganah in the middle of Kikar Shabbos is just, like, so inappropriate. Yeah. And yet, and so what do you take from that? You can choose to be like, oh, my God, we're doomed.
Yeah.
Or you can say, hey, at the same time, there's a video of, you know, Haredi guys in Gaza putting tefillin on totally chiloni people, and it could be
so
like
much light going
the on. Guy, one of the guys in Kikar Shabbos who's throwing eggs at one of these chiloni people. His son is putting tefillin on that guy's son.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's almost like the tzimtzum.
Yeah,
the tzimtzum that's happened. You know, it's like the concealment that, you know, we need to work through. Not.
But what does the media focus on? I didn't see the media focusing.
So that's even the whole idea. The media is just a tool.
Yeah.
For the symptom at this point, right?
Yeah, it's working for the other side. So we have to limit our consumption of media.
But it's also the media can be used,
right? It can be used.
You can look online.
Try to influence the media in a positive way.
You can look for positive stories, but we like...
I personally... I've
blamed the media, but we really
I've tried to build what I consume from only people I feel...
It's very hard.
...are very positively focused. Like, gets a bit difficult, right? For example, we'll go into Tanya in a second, but just there's one that could have come up recently, like with Rogan. A lot of people are upset with Rogan.
Rabbi Rogan.
Yeah. Rabbi Joe Rogan. They feel that they feel like he's going down the more anti-Semitic path. You know, everyone, they like to label everyone as an anti-Semitic.
Right.
I don't like that whole thing. My thing is anti-soulism. My Nakuda is, are they against the soul? I don't see him as a person who's against soul. I see him as a person who has tremendous potential to be a light of soul, because he's the way he is with his people and all the different kinds of people is very soulful, and therefore he just needs to have that someone connect the dots that it's coming from his neshama and people's neshama. There's room there for him to get there and to appreciate Am Yisrael. The problem is when it's all this like angry sort of like aggressive and you're an anti-Semite approach, then for sure it's going to make them go in that way, in the way it's expressed, yeah?
Right.
Because it's like me or you, it's a very superficial way of communication about the subject. The subject is very deep, and Am Yisrael, a very deep part of history. And what we have to realize is that we got to stop just being so superficial in these kind of discussions. And it might make us feel better to know who's on our side and who's against us, but it's not so simple.
I'm reading this book of the Baal Shem Tov now.
Yeah.
And... you know, originally when the Baal Shem Tov went throughout, they had all the Misnagdas.
Sure.
And his direct orders were you do not engage with them. You do not fight with them. You do not debate with them. You know, you love them the same way you love the schlepper on the street who's being Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah.
And that was his instructions. And so much so is that, like, you would see, like, letters that he would write back and forth. He never would go after someone and fight with them.
He also did it something which got him a lot of trouble, that he machshav the goy.
Right, right.
He knew how to see a goy as part of the divine flow, as part of the human reality.
You remember, like, that's what the Baal Shem Tov was.
Providence,
he was the ultimate
everything.
Hippie, Lahavdol. Right?
No, but in the most true way.
In the most emes dika way. Yeah. He was able to hold the truths of both worlds, you know?
Yeah, and he could go anywhere and bring Hashem.
You see
presence.
A lot of his talmidim like that, like Reb Levi Yitzchak.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, and
I'm just saying, like, if we really would internalize the Derech of the Baal Shem the way he meant it, and we really clarified and became more that ourselves for our own well-being, and it became our journey,
right?
So then all these issues really will dissipate. And that's, I think, what Rav Shlomo is trying to help us by learning the Torahs of the Baal Shem. That's how we'll get more connected,
right? I have a hard time with sometimes, like, the. I guess for me, it feels sometimes a little, like I get like a little like, you know, it's hard for me. Like when I hear the comments or the thoughts, and I'm like,
because there is a general consensus. There is a consensus, and I don't think you're part of the
Haredi. The anti-Haredi sentiment.
You're not part of the consensus.
It really hurts.
Yeah, it hurts me also.
Even though I don't necessarily agree.
Did you not know? Do you not notice that I come? That's when I come in.
Right.
He knows I'm going to be on the side and say something at that point.
Right.
I'm not going to let them just say it. And thank God, Rav Shlomo, who's the Rav of the Shir, went towards my kvun.
Right.
Because I'm not saying, yeah, now we have to be pro Haredi. I don't care about that. My nekuda is, I'm not trying to be a PR guy for Haredim. I don't care about that. I'm trying to be a PR guy for the truth and for the emes and panemius. And Haredim also have to live up to a lot, trust me.
Right.
I've sat in front of Rebbes. I've gone to the biggest Rabbonim and said, my nekuda is where I think they need a lot of work on.
Right.
I've said it to Menalim. I've said it to the biggest Rabbonim and Das Torah.
I said that to...
I've done that.
I went to my son's...
They call me a kanoi for chesed. They like it, but it's not the normal way. Usually just people just shut up and listen.
I took my 11-year-old to an interview in Beit Shemesh.
Yeah.
I want to send him to... He come from a yeshiva, so he's here in, you know, this yeshiva here, and it's just not matim for him. So we went to Ramat Beit Shemesh to send him to like a, you know, yeshiva. And so they said to him, they said, you seem amazing. You seem like you fit here. Like, what are you doing in Efrat?
Yeah, that's the external question.
And they're like, they're like, we don't want that. We don't believe in that. We don't agree with them. Like, that's basically what they said to us. They said, you seem like, what are you doing there?
Such a shame.
And so then I responded to them.
Yeah, let's hear.
My response to them, I said...
I would have had this question as well back in the day when I came to Mubonim. Thank God we're at places now which don't ask these questions. But.
And so I said to them as follows. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I said, I just know I ended up here. And this is this was the Ratzon Hashem. I said, but what I can say is that there's a lot for me and honestly all of us to learn from them.
Yeah.
I was like, because I remember when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, the best guys in Yeshiva, we used to think were the smartest guys, but really in MS, like... The best guys are the guys who conduct themselves like Ben Torahs.
Sure.
I was like, and the guys who were the best Ben Torahs were the guys who came from KBY, were the guys who came from like
you see the
those
Machon.
Yeshivas.
They're all like the meters of these guys.
These Everyone guys were the Machon. Most sterling, upright citizens.
Yeah, I was like, I such went. Just sharp people.
I was like, I davened my whole life. I went to yeshivish, minyanim, yeshiva shuls. I was like, you walk into a modern Orthodox shul, from modern Orthodox shul, I was like, everyone's on time, everyone's early. Yeah. I was like, every single guy there, they're davening, they're not talking, they're not blah, 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 blah. Like it's there's a certain tikkun, there's a certain kli that they present.
Derech Eretz.
Derech Eretz. I was like, that we really all can learn from.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were like happy with what I said or not, but I just like came out of my mouth.
It's beautiful what you said.
And I'm asking for me, 100% of what you said. That's a big Indian that like I need to learn also.
The problem is you're dealing with a Haredi system that's boxed.
Right,
just like the
Dati
system
also.
As well. It worked the other way around for us, if we're going to bring it up. When we came here and they asked, where did your daughter go to school, Beis Yaakov, they were like, what are you doing here? And a bunch of schools were closed to us because of that reality, which is a shame this way.
Right.
They as soon as they heard we're from the Haredi world, from the Beis Yaakov world, they were like, oh, they're one of those. And then that was it. Like, we weren't even able to, like, have a proper meeting with the school because once we told the truth of who we are and our journey, they weren't interested because they're boxed off also.
It's very hard.
Until we found someone who, Baruch Hashem, it was an ace. At one point, my wife was like, what's going to be? We can't get our daughter to any school here. And then suddenly we found this Minahele who had a secretary who was very much from the same path as us, gone to the Beis Yaakov
system.
School
here?
And she was there and she got us in the door and to the meeting with the Menahele, and Menahele was happy of us and took our daughter, and then she stopped working there a week later. Mm. It's almost like she was
like
there,
an Elio Anavi female.
Yeah, just to get our daughter into the school, and my daughter couldn't be happier. Yeah, but you see, like in the end, that's once again the way you're going to fix it. It's not from trying to fix the system. How are you going to fix it with Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis?
That
He'll fix it. Allow Hashem to fix slowly the world around you rather than trying to fight the system. And that's the Derech of the Baal Shem, where it's much more panemius, where you somach on Him and not on the people and the stories around you. And the more inner you get in this lakuna, and that's where this Svarim help us, the inner struggle is the key to the success on the outer and the public level. Because if you're in a good place on the inner level, you will eventually get to success on the outer level. I'm still, you know, obviously got a lot of work to do on the inner level, but the point is that when we get to that outer level success, it will become from a panemius place, and that will have true hatzlacha because it will be with Hashem.
Right. It's interesting also, like, and then this will be a good...
Yeah.
Going into the Tanya, is that which has been, I was actually, so when I remember Mappy Chemish, we went to go visit the Rosenfelds. I sat with schmoozing. Nice. He actually mentioned you. He's like, oh, Ellie Goldsmith, I see his videos. I don't know if you send him videos or he sees the videos.
Rosenfeld.
Joey Rosenfeld.
Oh, Joey, yeah.
And so
he looks at my status.
So. Yeah, so he was telling me, he's like, oh, I see Ellie, whatever. Anyways, so I was talking to him about this. We were talking about these ideas.
It'd be a shame if he doesn't come back again soon.
No, I'm getting him back for definitely for Pesach.
Good.
We're gonna have a shear from him.
Amazing.
Or maybe a Fabringen, and then I want him to start coming once a month.
Yeah.
I really want to get him to start coming once a month and give a shear here, like just once a month.
It's very panemius.
I'm thinking very panemius. I think. So anyway, we were talking about, like, I was talking about the idea of Mashiach, and it was like the thought that, like, I was thinking is like, you see this very much today, because we ate by people on Shabbos who are like real Israeli, like Dati Lumi.
Yeah, I've been by those kind of people. Yeah.
And I saw that, like, the klipa of Eretz Yisrael is like a klipa of like, no.
Yeah.
It's a klipa of constriction of like, everyone's very like, no, this is the way. This is how it goes. And boxes. The R, right? It's like, there's like, and the R, it's like, Aris the Tikkun Kalim the Tikkun, Aris the Tohu.
Yeah.
It's like the Aris the Tohu is really the Chutz La'aretz, like Avir. Like in a way, like a lot of the Panemius of Torah came from Chutz La'aretz.
Interesting, yeah.
And why is that? And even today, if you really think about like who's really at this point like blowing up like the Baal Shem Tov is all coming from Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah, Mogeshan's from London.
Right.
Or Simaya's from Muncie or America somewhere, yeah?
It's like, today it's like...
Rabideman probably is there as well.
Right.
So
it's like, there's just a certain avira.
The Doras of Lelov. Lelov came here a long time ago.
Right.
So there is a both.
There's like an avira of chutz la'aretz that... Well, now it's started to seep in here a lot. Yeah. But like, it's almost like the tikkun is like where you're able to bring the tohu from chutz la'aretz and bring it into
the song. But I would say it's tohu is also being able to listen to the Baal Teshuva, listening to the Gerim, listening to people who've gone on journeys.
It's all that.
Because that's also a big part of the From World's Tikkun. They have to learn to absorb the awe from the Baal Teshuva and the Gerim. Because we have an awe that's connected into this whole sugya of the Beinoni, where it breaks out of that limited category that only the Mesoyer and only the from birth are the ones to be part of. And if you're not part of, there's some stigma or something.
Right.
They break that whole
that
whole nonsense.
And we're all Beinoni.
Because they're also needing to do tshuva all the time. How much we see from learning Tanya, everybody needs to do tshuva.
Like if the Baal Shem Tov showed up today, what would he say? I think what would he say? I don't know. I imagine he would go to every side, the left, the right, the far right, the far left. The, like, and he would say, like, Kindalach, like, first of all, like, we need to embrace every Yid, no matter what.
Right.
Like, we need to, like, love the Jew for the Jew.
Wasn't that Rav Shlomo Kalibach?
Right, Rav Shlomo Kalibach, but probably in a more, like...
Torah way?
Like, I remember Rav Shlomo Kalibach was that. Rav Shlomo Roma Katz heard that. He was...
Oh, he is
Torah. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, you know, the Baal Shem Tov is the ultimate. He would,
like, when I saw Mansell hug ladies on the video they just put out, that video was strong and I loved it.
Oh,
yeah?
the song was amazing.
Fat song. I cried last night.
I just love that.
I played it to my wife.
He played.
Yeah. And when everything went backwards. That was so powerful, but he's hugging women.
Yeah.
So that's when you get to the whole Shlomo Kalibach sugya.
Right.
Like, as much as you love Jews, like, sorry, you're not allowed to do that.
Right, yeah? Right.
So that's when it comes, like, back to the sugya. Like, you know, there's a gavul. Like, what?
Right.
You know, I understand. Well, before Mashiach comes and people need chizuk, but do you have to go that far? Like,
but it's also, I don't know if it's our job.
Yeah. I'm not judging, like, custom. Just trying, like, to just put it out there that it's complicated.
It's complicated, right.
That the Baal Shem Tov.
It's all symptom.
The Baal Shem Tov was an example of, in his time, of how to do it without getting into any of this. Right. He never did anything against halacha.
Right.
And
at the same time, he was the most saintly.
Yeah. Is there any way that we could bring everyone close without any boundary? Like, I did a comedy event. It's Motzei Shabbos. I'll be honest. I don't care if it's recorded. His name Mikey Bimba. It was in Tel Aviv, part of a Kiruv organization. He needed somewhere to perform. I arranged it with J Tel Aviv. And it was an event.
Mikey?
Sold out, Baruch Hashem, was packed.
Mikey?
Mikey Greenblatt. He's like, does comedies like Eli Leibovich and Ami. He's quite become quite popular. So Ami's got this podcast.
Okay.
That was where the Matziol said he wants to be a Maccabee again. That was the famous interview that went around. Anyway, so these guys, they're all comedians. And I got introduced to them through Eli Leibovich. So I booked him for Pesach, and now he's in Tel Aviv. I booked him a show. I only had a few days to organize that, and within a few days, I managed to sell it out.
Oh, wow.
So this was a Motzi Shabbos. So I'm sharing the post. There's a lady, a comedian. Some of the bar people weren't dressed as this. There's a lot of halakhic questions going on, yeah? It's a Kiruv organization, so they have all these Satarium of Kiruv and everything with Das Torah. I think the Rav of the place goes to Rav, the Rav Yaakov Hillel for Shilas, or maybe speaks to Rav Berkler, I don't know. But the point is that there's definitely some Das Torah involved. It's not like they're just doing what they want. But the point is that it's complicated. So all these kind of things, like you want a makav, so you create a situation where you have an event and men and women are sitting together. And it's complicated. I remember at Vorosh, when we were on tour in Amunach, and the Miami Chevra asked, do we have to make a machitza? And he said, like, obviously it's better, but I'm not going to force you to if your community is not ready. So they somehow had a section where men and women were able to sit separately, and then in the middle they were all mixed. And the Rav Oresh just, you know, he went ahead. He went ahead, yeah. So he went and gave the shir. So I'm just saying, like, it's always these kind of nakudas of, like, bringing Am Yisrael back to the neshama and waking people up. Like, and you get into the halakhic questions, how you do this, how you do that. So it's complicated, but the nakuda is, once again, if you see with Rav Oresh, or you see with this night that went on, I hope, that the point is panemius. We want to connect people back to being Jewish. We want to get shaduchim between Jews and Jews, yeah? Mm-hmm. We want to make Am Yisrael happy and freilich and not depressed, chas shalom. We've got to, like, find ways to do it in a way that's going to light up the neshama. And this is the point of the Beinoni, when he says here, let's get back to learning Chabad.
Where are we now?
We are in Perek Arba Esrei, uh-huh. And we're still dealing with the fact that he says, remember we had the double lashon, be righteous and don't be wicked.
Right.
Says, well, what's the point? So being a tzaddik is a gift. Hashem gives you this gift to be a tzaddik. So what if you don't get that gift? Yeah, you're not given that extra koyach ha-mayach, or that ability, that ability to hate the Yetzer Hara and to have avat tanugim. So what happens? What do you then do? Do what? Be a beinoni. And we mentioned also that whole idea with the women's story, you know, like putting it in context. You cannot turn the screw with a full measure to accept an illusion. Never she should what?
About that. Sorry.
To do, be righteous, and God would do as he sees fit. So that's, I think, where we got to.
So when I'm upset at her, I imagine her just a giant pile of feces.
Yeah. It's a kaim, it's a shavuah. Hamash BMT is sadik, Hashem yaseh tov be'ena.
Just trying to find where here.
Yeah. Sabah Emes.
Where are we?
It should be where the bookmark was. Where was it? Was it here?
I think it was here, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, here. Be a tzaddik.
Oh, be a tzaddik.
Yeah, that's where we got to.
Be a tzaddik.
Hashem also tov be'enav. And tzaddik or not. Whether you're a tzaddik or not, what? You're a beinoni. Why?
We're all beinonim.
Va'od. That was va'od. Shaharagil. This is the point of this.
Oh, it goes this way. Yeah. That's how I was confused.
Yeah. Va'od. Shaharagil kol dava. Yeah, it's this direction.
Kahat.
Va'od shaharagil, yeah.
Va'od
shaharagil al kol dava shalta nase teva sheni. The what?
Habit.
Furthermore, habit ruins supreme in the sphere and becomes second nature. So then, what happens? He becomes someone who does good. Yeah, right. Does Ratzon Hashem. It becomes part. Very important to build good habits. Habits is a very important concept.
Right.
What you habitually do, you become. It's a known guru, like thought leader concept, that you want to create good habits. Seven habits. I'm very interested in
seven habits.
Eight habits. That's one of my favorite books.
Right.
And the idea of ten, I made my own version, the 10 habits of truly habits. Effective Jews.
Yeah,
I made my own version. But the idea that we have to have true habits constantly think, seeking to win-win, seeking to prioritize all these good habits constantly. Being in a place of being proactive, kind, yeah? That's the habits. And it becomes second nature when the more you do it. Kshago lamos, it's a ra. Now what happens? You start training yourself. This is where you get into, like, the David Goggins, but in a Torah way. You train yourself to master sara, to hate the evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, nimas kasat be'emes.
Right.
Kshago l'samech nashar ba'ashem. Ades bonus gadol Hashem. This now it's being very real where we're holding. We have to. What we can do is accustom ourselves.
It's interesting.
To despise evil,
right?
And then what? To become extent.
This is the difference between
the rabbi.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Can I ask, are you guys only here on purpose?
Or no.
No. But can I ask you, I'm sorry to bother you.
You can go somewhere else.
Just to move to the base matters.
Sure.
Because we're going to have Sharon here.
Oh, amazing.
Normally I'd give Sharon the matters, but there are a bunch of people learning there. So
oh, amazing. Yeah,
but
do
what
it.
Time of this year?
This year is either 11 or 12, it depends on the day.
Great.
It depends on how long.
Oh, so it's now it's at 11.
Yeah, today's okay. 11.
So let's go to the other room. We're just getting...
We're doing a shear on.
It's for the machon.
For the shear.
An amazing day.
We're just getting into something, so
let's not lose.
So we're getting accustomed to hate the evil and love Hashem. This is yours. You need it?
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, it's a Dixie cup.
I like it. These are fancy. I love those soft cups. Even the cups are soft.
Dixie cups. Was that on your lift?
This was not. This was on my. When I fly back for work, I come back with Dixie cups.
I miss these kind of like. Thank you, Rabbi. No, it's good.
My wife asked me to bring other things. I tell her no.
She worked for the shiur yesterday as well. I felt the ruach of the lojan.
You look at the ruach of the lojan. It's amazing. Was he such a modern person?
Yeah. No, that's... His mind is logic.
It's very, very
clear. Wow.
Super clear. But he's so harsh.
Yeah. That was beautiful as well. It was a good balance because it had the strength of the seichel together with the pure Yiddish heart.
I asked him to do a little bit more of a balance.
It was more the seichel.
But once you invite somebody to speak, they do what they do.
But it's amazing. It's clawkite. He didn't pause.
Super clear.
And he knows how to give over and keep everyone's attention.
Yeah, no,
you can so much you can learn from him. His personality.
He's such a force. He's a real talent.
And he went around afterwards. He was Muhammad everybody.
That's nice.
For bringing him.
Thank you.
I learned a lot from it.
49
bucks is free shipping, under 75,
right?
So I ordered two water bottles.
See ya, brother. So anyway, we're in the middle of learning, Rabbi. You're disturbing us. We're trying to learn.
Order two of them for like 30 bucks.
We're trying to learn, and you're talking about cups.
Cups.
Yiddish cups.
The Dalit crisis.
You can learn with us, but yeah. We're in the middle of like
you're a... Beautiful. Enjoy your Torah.
Thank you. So anyway, yesterday the Targum was here. Moshe Targum. Targum? So he's from the Derech of Elojin, because he's Rabbonim of Slanovich.
Right.
And yeah, I got this as a gift from a Breslover. I'm going to be learning this tomorrow.
What is it about?
Every week I'm just doing the Kitamara.
Selected mitzvahs.
I lost my Breslover. Shema sent me a new one. Yeah, this is beautiful as well. This is beautiful.
Oh, your Chavrusa. Who's your older Chavrusa?
It was Zevi. He's moved on to Rosh Shlomo Shir because I can't compete with Rosh Shlomo. Zevi. Remember he came up to us one time? Zevi, he lead the davening today. Zevi Stender. And then Ari Turks is usually my backup chavrusa, but he's away, so I have to figure out a third chavrusa. I want to do the Kutumaran once a week, and I could learn this once a week as well, Derech Mitzvah, but the guy hasn't been around so much, David. What's his name again? The one, Jerome. He's very holding in Chabad Torah, so we do like it's very geschmack. This is all about Munna, and then this Nakuda is. Yeah.
Is your son
another
Steinbecker
thing? No. Oh, thank you so much. Kol hakavod.
This is nice.
Shame he didn't give it to me yesterday, he just left.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He'll be back.
I was in the army yesterday, I picked it up.
He'll be back though.
Okay, so give it to him. And then
he's coming back in the middle of his time because he's got a chos now. I'll give it to him then.
Good.
Another like 9 days or something.
Amazing. So give it to him. And then from a midbar, I'm still middle of
him. Amazing, yes please.
Oh, your oldest son. Months.
Yeah.
Just Steinmicker too.
He'll do anything. We handed him a Gemara. He was learning Gemara in the army. He's learning Kutimaran.
Yeah. Wow,
if you give him a safe, he'll learn.
That's amazing.
So anyway, but yeah, thank God that was Yiddish Hinuch.
So what I was about to say is that this, it seems like this is the opposite of what, let's say, you know, the Kutimaran or like Rav Nachman is. Here it sounds like you hate evil, you'll love good. It sounds like Rav Nachman's more like you love good, you love good. Like
what,
if you
Rabbi
love
Nachman?
Good, you love, t- if you love... here, I forgot the lesson he says here.
It becomes second nature, therefore, if he comes to despise evil, it
becomes
more despicable in truth.
Yeah, I imagine like Rav Nachman was the other way around. If you love MS, you come to hate, you know.
So what, his focus more is on the MS, you say?
Sounds like, yeah, like, whereas, well, his to be his bonin and to be... And to do...
There definitely is a different... He's more lamata.
Right.
His derech is more like Rabbi Nachman looking upwards, whereas Rabbi Chabad's looking downwards.
Like,
Chochma Bina. It's more grounded. Downwards, yeah. I do see that, yeah. We have to figure that one out, because that's a deep concept, like, because the it's brought down the Masorah, the Bresov is more Nahim. It's dealing with Netzach Hod Yisod, which is more the lower Midas.
Right.
And how do you get them up, like clapping and dancing and Amuna, and whereas with Chabad is Chochma Bina Das, is bringing down the true way of understanding, bringing it down into your everyday life.
Right.
And that's more the Derech of Chabad. But you know, obviously they both get from each other a little bit as well. Therefore it comes...
What's the word they use where you're like everything?
Chabakuk. Chabad, Breslov, and Cook.
Right.
Chabakuk. And also Kalibach, I think, as well.
Yeah, Kalibach.
Yeah, throw that in. Why not?
Chabad, Breslov, yeah. Cook.
Therefore, if he casts himself to despise evil, it will to some extent become despicable in truth. Let's try, let's get this round off this chapter because it's been a very important one.
Yeah.
That Shahago Lamos, it's a Ra, Ye, Nemos, Kesat, Be'emet, Shahago, Lesamech, Nasha, Ba'ashem. This is the point.
Right.
Samech, your soul, with Hashem, Ahau. And this is the Chabad Nakuda, his bonus in the greatness of Hashem. And what is that? Hasruta de la Tata. It's actually Hasruta de la Tata with an Hasruta de la Tata, an awakening from below, which will what? Hasruta de Leila, which will create an awakening from above.
Right.
So there is in Chabad as well this concept, by focusing on Hashem, will bring down a heavenly inspiration.
Right.
And that heavenly inspiration, so there is a way for even a Benini to awaken this love for Hashem in a higher way.
Right.
He might not still become a tzaddik, but he's still on the level of Beinoni, on a more effective, a more geschmacka Beinoni,
right,
like where he's enjoying Yiddishkeit, where he's in love with Hashem. He's Sameach Nafsho, he's happy, which is what...
The thing I liked about Tanya is that he takes that word tzaddik and says, he like moves it. You're like, because at least for me, like the word tzaddik has been like, you want to be a tzaddik when you grow older, and it's like, no. He takes that and he like almost like moves the piece out of the playing board. Like, a tzaddik is someone who was born with a certain like you read the stories of the tzaddikim where they have like these gifts and gilu. Like, these aren't human beings; these are superhumans. So he like pulls it off the table and he's like, "Let's remove that. Now what's left is this and this." And then he helps clarify that we're really all within the realm of the Beinoni. It's like, and it's a spectrum of how far we push it, you know. And
but you're seeing even here, he's awakening a heavenly hashpa that starts to make him seem lazoi like a tzaddik.
Yeah,
because he's sameach of Hashem, which is the avatanugim,
right?
And he's hating the evil, which is sounding like a tzaddik almost.
Right.
But there's still this nakuda where it's not enough. The revelation didn't happen enough to hate the evil enough to love Hashem enough to make him into that level of a tzaddik. So it's because the nudnik's still there. That's the point.
Right. The
inner revealed sense.
The inner
reality is he's still going
on.
And that's important to be real with that. That reality check is very healthy because then you don't get once again into imaginations, into demyonis. And demyonis can be a very dangerous thing in Yiddishkeit. You start imagining yourself you're more than you are, and then you can't function properly because, say, for example, I did this. Yeah, you start thinking you're such a tzaddik, and everything else is. I used to say this to my wife: "It's goyish, it's goyish zach." You know, to go to get a coffee, pizza, spend time with you is a goyish zach. Built a toy. That's the kind of yetzer from yetzer.
I tell my wife the same thing.
No, that's the from yetzer.
I say,
don't do that. It's the from yetzer. Really, when you're real with yourself, that you also want a coffee, and you know what? You also want a pizza, and you also need to chill and talk and connect to this lady and work in your emotional world. And it's not enough just to just sit and say, "I'm just sit and learn and ignore everything." That's not Ratzon Hashem.
Right. For you, it's not. For me, no.
A tzaddik, somehow, he gets to the level where the Rebbetzin sees that her husband is such a Zoe, such a Rebbe, that she'll see, like, she won't try bother him that much.
Right.
She'll come to him with things, but she's not going to make him go to a pizza store.
Oh, yeah? He's so lucky.
He's not going to have to go to Disneyland, you know, once a year or whatever.
Have you ever been to that place?
No, not in a long time. I went when I was a kid.
This world.
Yeah, anyway.
Besides for the trafeness that comes out of there, it's just
I'm telling you, my Hashem did a bracha for me. The last 3 days before last Shabbos, my son went away in this school that he's in, Beit Titcha, and they went 3 days all around Eretz Yisrael. They went to Elat, and they did all the tilim that a father should really take their kids on, and I never did, because I'm not that kind of guy. And they took them to the magic thing, cast place, where they went on these crazy rides, and they went to all these amazing places. They went biking, and they went hiking, and they went swimming, and they went in the yam, and they went on boats and speed boats, and they did everything. Yeah.
Which school is this?
Atitchem, the Beit Sefer in Yerushalayim. Yeah?
Ah, okay.
Very open place, but quite Israeli. So you'd have to be a little bit more Israeli probably to benefit from it, because the kids are quite Israeli kids. But anyway, so the point is that they had this, and they had the most amazing 3 days. And I was like, what a chesed Hashem. Mm. I said to my kids, I helped pay towards it, but it was very subsidized, thank God. But I just like, this is a chesed Hashem as a father. It's like, I was getting nachas, because this is all the stuff I really should be doing with my kids and just right. don't have cheshek ability. And Hashem arranged that there'll be a school at this time in their life to mushlim. One of my sons used to always say, I never went to Abu Vim, you know, on those banana boats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And his friends at that time had done all that kind of stuff. And I was a bit of a sadiko, and I hated going to the beach. So I know, you know, in certain times, I was a chassidish yid, and, you know, bainer's right. mind's a waste of time. I had certain mindsets.
Yeah.
And he was a bit upset. Like, he has a tiny hat on us. So one summer, I took him to Netanya, and I started slowly, slowly. Now every year I go to Netanya, and they go on the banana boat and do all the things that the other kids do, yeah?
Right.
And I've learned to be not as crazy for him, yeah? But the nakuda was, he was always tighter than me. So this is like Hashem's like giving him a place which is filling all those spaces.
Right.
And I'm just so happy, like, he, you know, I've had a few moments with him. I do something, I don't do nothing.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know. Everyone, but I'm just saying that, like, you have to be real once again.
You gotta be real.
And that realness is what the Tanya is giving us ability to do. And yet, at the same time, I'll just show you some of the videos. I mean, it's just like, this is the kind of things they did.
Ooh,
just,
is it? Like,
they're eating on a boat, dancing, wow. Nice meals, barbecues, like everything you can have. My wife. Everything you can
have.
Fires,
yeah, camps, people with guitars,
biking.
Bikes. He's a kef gadol.
Yeah, like all the stuff you'd want to do.
This is magic.
Magic cast. It's just amazing. And it was
Hashem, thank you, Hashem.
You know, this is the Chesed Hashem. So,
all right. So then let's just finish up the parak.
Yeah. With all. Yeah, sure. Kuli hai ulai. This, I love that loshin, yeah? Kuli hai ulai. How's it translate there? With all that, perhaps. Is that the translation?
I like went ahead. I can't see where.
No, you jumped the page. Kuli hai bahai.
Of a kule hai ulai.
Ulai. That's a good one.
Perhaps after all.
Perhaps after all this arousal from below and bringing this bigger arousal from above. Yara alav ruach memarom v'zizcha b'chinas ruach mishorish.
Yitzchak l'b'chinas ruach mishorish eiz the tzadik misaber bar.
Yeah, that perhaps after all that work, he would descend upon him. He'll have a merit of what? This spirit, this ruach, that's rooted in some tzadik. So you'll start to have shaykhs to a tzadik.
Right.
So there is the tzadik still in the picture.
Avoid Hashem.
And then he starts to serve Hashem with simcha amitas, with true joy. I mean, who doesn't want this in life?
Right.
That's what we're learning this morning with Shlomo. Yeah. Real Yiddishkeit should be that it should get where simcha amitas, true happiness. Yeah, go on.
The more I do my avoid Hashem, the closer I feel to my Rebbe.
Oh.
You know, and I feel the closer connection to him also.
Yeah.
Like at one point, Rav Weinberg was always my Rebbe, but when I was not in the Mushtarkis stage, she was like,
I had that from some of my friends. Like, I used to phone them up in America. I said, you're so lucky you have Moshe Weinberg. I listen to him every day. Blah, blah, blah. And they were like, he's a heavy guy. He's so heavy.
Right,
so strict. He's so strict in the shul. I just want to have a brang and have fun.
Right, people have
you had that tanya, yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? I would dream to be in your community. Right. I was like always telling them, I don't have a community like you have in America where everyone's so together and the rabbi is so like real and down to earth. Like, I always used to try to tell them, you don't realize what you've got, man.
Yeah.
And I used to give it to them. I'm not going to say their names. You probably know who they are. But
right.
Anyway, Ksiv.
A lot of people feel that. Yeah. Ksiv Simchut Tzadikim
Ba'Hashem. Simchut Tzadikim Ba'Hashem. Tzkayim Ba'Hashem. Tzkayim Ba'Emes. Hashavua. Mashbiyim. Tia Tzadik. And then you get what happens. Even a Benini can come to this level. The through what?
Right. Oh, he says here.
Yeah, rejoice Tzadikim in Hashem.
This alludes to the idea that when two types of Tzadikim are joined together, versus just Tzadikim in the plural form, when the Beinoni, called the lower level Tzadik, is is impregnated, okay?
Yeah.
With the soul of a tzaddik. Okay, I got it. Was impregnated called, with the soul of a tzaddik.
Yeah, this is a huge
nekudah. A higher level tzaddik, they both rejoice in Hashem. Asimchu b'tzaddikim b'Hashem. Right? V'skayim b'be'emes tia tzaddik.
Like yesterday,
the tzaddik imparts his delight and godliness on the Beinoni.
I had a certain family in the Soin that came up. It was a big test. It was still going on somewhat, but in a lesser level. I exponed up a Kabbalist. It was a heavy thing, and I dealt with it. But my heart was broken. And I, other things going on also are breaking my heart.
Right.
And I came to learn Sfas Emes yesterday, and the Sfas Emes, literally, I felt like an Ibor Neshama, it's called. I felt like a Tzaddik came into me and helped me understand the Sfas Emes and helped me get to that level of true joy.
Wow.
Just for like half Sfas an hour. Emes. Now, I didn't last. By the time I got home, I was down again, broken and never to my wife. But
that's the avodah of the Beinoni.
Yeah, but so you're going up and down all the time. But the point is, there's moments where these tzaddikim come and help you reach a true avodah. They somehow these neshamas come in. I don't know how it works, but it's called ibur neshama. They come and impregnate us. The neshamas of tzaddikim come help us. The Alatanya, the Sfas Emes, the Rabbi Nachman. They come and they pull us out of our small mindedness.
One of my favorite Zusha songs is the song Rebbe Rebbe.
That's my and the Kalim Rebbe at the end. The Kalim Rebbe for me. I mean, I heard him sing that. That for me, I cried so many times.
That song is the Kalim Rebbe's niggun.
But he sings at the end, you know, when he goes off.
Right, that I heard.
I don't know. I think they made up the niggun, but put it together with the Kalim Rebbe.
I used to listen to that niggun like at different points. It meant there. I used to cry. Like,
yeah, Zusha did pull down
some
of
the niggun.
You know, they went to my Rebbe. Did I tell you about that?
To the Tolna Rebbe.
And they asked him, and they sang the Gunim to him.
And
he said, the Emerson of Gunim, but they knew the Gunim, but never were. That's a big praise.
I know. Yeah, I don't like some of the more newer songs.
No.
I feel like they've become a little bit.
They're very creative.
They're original Nagunim, and some of the more, like, the scattered, some of them are like, wow.
Yeah, they're very creative.
Very creative.
Yeah. What are we going to say about the oil?
I said, I used to listen to that song when I would go to the oil, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah. That's the right kind of concept. We have to mekasher ourselves. Kashrus is a big part of Chabad, a big part of Chassidus.
Yeah.
To both join Hasidus, ourselves.
Yeah. Yesterday, I went to my wife and I went on a date night.
Nice.
Where did we go? We went to the Kosel.
That's what you did on your date night.
Yeah, we parked by Mamila. We walked to the Kosel.
That's beautiful.
It's a little like off-putting because when we got there, it was around like 8 o'clock. So it was when all the Chayrus were coming out of the Ramadan.
Oh, those guys.
And it was like, they were just everywhere. They were just the Chayrus.
Yeah. Your glasses look a bit schmutz.
No, I like it. It's good.
Oh, you like the schmutz?
It's good for Shmir Sanayim.
All right, okay.
I purposely schmutz all over my sunglasses.
The dragons.
Yeah, they match. People don't know.
You're hidden.
You'll tell people about my Hashimah's only afterwards.
After. I look back at something, all these moments.
Sunglasses.
You're planting light inside me.
Yeah, his sunglasses were purposely.
You were the one being Ibur Tzaddikim.
Ah, there you go. Don't know. It's like the stories of Rav Nachman. People didn't. They were talking to Rav Nachman and saying, "God."
How come though you don't shout out more in the shir when Rav Shlomo even know these comments sometimes?
I don't know. I just feel like.
By the way, what is it you said the other day? He's a good Bakor. What did you say the other day that really affected Rav Shlomo in the shir? We meant to ask.
What did I say?
It was an Erev Shabbos shir. And you said something. It was about Mashiach or something. That's a good point. I remember. I wanted to ask you about it.
I don't
sort of
remember.
Missed it.
I don't really see it because I feel like.
I let him speak.
I let him speak. I go off on a tangent sometimes, and it's like I feel like my avodah here is very different than for the guys, like for the klal in general.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm coming at it in a different experience, so I don't really like.
But it can sometimes contribute because it will.
Right,
might
I feel like if I
complete the picture, you know.
Right, I feel like sometimes if I complete the picture, I do. Sometimes I feel like I need to like check in with my own motives. Like, why am I doing it? Am I doing it to contribute, or am I doing to?
Yeah, we have to check that all the time.
To stir the pot, or am I doing it to sound, you know, and so like.
I just wanted to do it because I felt like the other guy was taking it too much into that negative space.
I saw that. I was very happy you did that because I was like, I get very sad when I hear that.
You can't help. You can't. They can't help it because it's so much years of it.
Right. It's also very hard. Like we were with someone on Shabbos who was saying the same thing. He's like, my oldest kid is named after our best friend's kid. You know, died in whatever, and you know, they were like,
yeah,
so
it's very emotional.
It's very emotional. It's very hard to,
because they've gone for, they've given up.
You can't argue with emotions.
They've given up so much to be here,
right?
And they're looking at these other people like, what are you doing?
It's very hard to argue. You can't argue with emotions. Right? Emotions are, they're not even facts. Emotions are just are a.
And there is a fact to it that they they were most in their fish,
right,
mummish. Right. And you guys, like, what? You give a bit of tax, like, what? What do you? You know, you do chesed, okay, kalakobi, right. You know, giving up your children,
right,
to fight for, to keep this place, you
right
know.
And their response is, we never really answer it.
What?
I'm assuming that's part of what they say. Is,
I don't know if there's really a good response. I think the ultimate answer is that each family in the Haredi world is ultimately going to have to make their own choice.
Right.
Like, we didn't choose our son to go into the army, and Hashem worked it out.
Because
in the end, it's divine providence. And I'm very proud that he's gone to the army. I'm very proud of him.
Right.
And I'm very happy with how it worked out.
Right.
Now, he's alive, Baruch Hashem. Now, Chas V'Shalom, if he wasn't, Chas V'Shalom, like, I don't know if I'd feel the same way. I might have tainas in the army. They didn't look after him properly.
I'm just saying, my kids
just, I don't want to be tested in this way.
For me, like so... I never really told this thing.
He's been a success in the army, so thank you, Hashem.
What they would do, what I would do, I'd be like, it's really up to my kids. If they want
it's
to
up
go,
to them.
I
want
to
go,
I support them. So, like,
once they get to 18, they're making their own decisions in life. That's what I've realized. You can't.
To me, it's not like a, it's not a, like, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Like, right now, we're trying to get my sixth grader into Yeshiva and Beit Shemesh, and with Hashem's help, be their seventh and eighth grade. And the track there is like, it's not like a clear track to, like,
sure.
Like, my oldest son is, he's going next year to this agriculture school at North.
Cool.
Where, like, these kids, like, they come out, they learn Arabic, they learn, they come out, like, then they join the most.
They're perfect for the army.
These kids, they spend half the day.
Because they have all the skills.
They come out, these kids go to the most elite.
They can go become the, what's it called? The, they can become Secret Service.
Yeah.
So they Shabak go
to, like,
or
these, they go to these, like, really elite, like, tracking you, like, all these things. My other son, like, my other son wants to, he's like, wants to go to Yeshiva.
It does go according to a lot to different nefoshes. Like, I sent a message to someone, Haredi family in Yerushalayim, this week. I sent him an email because he invited me to mitzvah, back and forth. He was one of the first persons to put tefillin on me in my life.
Oh, wow.
And we're still in touch. He went to school with my brother. That's, like, how far back we go, yeah?
Wow.
So he said to me, that when I told him about my oldest son, he said he has a son he thinks will end up in the army, because it really is about being real with your children.
Right.
He has the right build for it. He's mentally tuned for it.
Right.
So I think that's the real key to success with this whole story, is it's very individual.
Right.
And not making all these klalim and rules for everybody else and forcing it upon people. Once it's political and power-based, it's not going to bring out the best of our people. It's got to come from a real place that there really are giburim who need to go and fight for our people. And then there are people who are more learned or more academic, and they need to, like, fight in that way by doing the... you know, I think one of my sons is going to be very good with the cyber security. That's going to be his contribution.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out each child, and that's really the truth. And same with the system. And another system, they're not always going to be that way, but there's still a way of playing with the system. Like, like, for example, your situation, you say, I'm connected to a Weinberger, and, you know, you've had a Haredi chinuch, so you know what they're wanting.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're coming from a frat, like Legamre, you know?
Right.
So it's like, the frat's just a side point. It's not like that's been your whole life.
Yeah, it's totally...
And even here, there's so much... Haredi kite going on, because there's loads of Torah.
Right, exactly. It's like, this place is considered.
Yeah.
What is that? Hardal? Is that the word?
Yeah.
What is Barai? Is that also Hardal? That's like,
I don't know all these terminologies.
Like the what's that called?
I don't know. Dat, there's people call themselves Dati Light. What does that mean? I have no idea all this stuff.
I love those guys. The long case, the settlers.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful
settlement. Miss Nachlim, I think that's what they call them.
Settlers. Guys, I just love the sight of them. They're just like, they're like mental.
Some touches. Of them come to Rebbe's. I used to see them all the time at Rav Simaya.
Yeah,
they love Rebbe's, a lot of them. One of them was at Tolna the other day. He was dancing on the table in front of the Rebbe, and one of the Hasidim danced with him, and then another guy pushed him away. You know, it's like, there's Yesh V'Yesh, you know.
These guys are real, they're like the real deal. These guys are just. People like mislabel them. They don't realize these guys are like, they're mamelukah. they're like they're avodas Hashem.
Sure. There's an ace of Torah. There's a fire of Torah.
Fire of like.
Yeah.
It's like a new breed also. It's like a breed of like.
Eretz Yisrael, you know.
Eretz Yisrael, like. Yeah. But a real like Eretz Yisrael, like and these guys are all like Uman. They all go to Uman also.
Yeah.
I went to one of these neighborhoods one time for one of these like events.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
I was so, I still.
I'm very into Rabbi Nachman. Yeah.
They're all like.
Rav Cook, Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman, Rav Cook, they're real. They're just, it's crazy. But also, and but it's also like, tzniyus, and everything is like really,
yeah, sure.
Like they fit in every box. It's like a certain.
But the challenge is somehow everyone's got to find their way because, for example, being more Anglo, you got to figure out.
Right.
Your kids are still more Anglo maybe than Israeli.
Right. Exactly.
But they're going to somehow over time be able to maneuver in everything.
Yeah.
And that's to be the blessing that we'll somehow right. find each child will find his way within this society where there seems to be everything boxed off, but like they'll be able to maneuver in every kind of circle. That's right. I hope my kids are the kind of souls right. who are klali, who are able to talk to every kind of yid.
Right, exactly.
That's what I really want my children to be. Exactly. I don't want them to be only one way. I don't want that.
To see a Jew in Tel Aviv and embrace him and inspire him.
Well, I think my kids do that. I mean, look, my older sons are not in the smaller NIM unit, literally, where it's all left wingers pretty much. He's one of the only Datim, only one Haredi, like the payers and everything. And yet he's become like blood brothers with these guys.
Right.
And that's an amazing breaking of all this clipper of division that we have ability to be together.
It's here. You can feel it. I was at the coast, I said, I felt it.
It's beautiful you did that with your wife.
Yeah, maybe I should do that. I sat there for like a half hour, 40 minutes. I did Klali. Beautiful.
Shalom Yisrael. So look, Hashem's helping us. We're with the Tzaddikim.
What's tomorrow? Tuesday we'll be here?
Yeah.
Wednesday I'm going back to the Misrata Panim.
Oh yeah.
The Hashem's helping my wife and three of my kids will be getting their Tudat Zeut.
Oh wow.
They'll be getting officially making Aliyah. Yeah. Me and my youngest son can't.
Who come up by?
My mother's Israeli, so it's complicated. I have to fill out all this paperwork. And my youngest son, they messed up his passport.
Yeah.
I put the wrong birthday on him.
But that's a big mazel tov. Because that's so like official for your family.
So that's Wednesday.
And you're still going to have your American passports, yeah?
Yeah, we're still going
to
have it.
You got the best of everything. Why not?
I'm not going to have to get my Tudat Zeut.
You'll get it.
It's going to take me time. I want to get a gun.
Yeah, that takes a few years.
But now they
sped it up a little bit now, yeah.
Yeah, Michal Nagel told me
because of where you live.
Like interview right away.
My wife, because if she's Magen Adam, took her 3 weeks.
Problem is that you have to know Hebrew. So that's the issue.
What's your Hebrew like? You learning it?
I have to really start committing to learning Hebrew.
It's a good idea.
I want to learn Hebrew just so I can converse.
You were in yeshiva here, so you were around. You've had a lot of time.
Yeah, but like I know yeshiva is Hebrew. Like,
what about you? Said your mother's going Israeli. She spoke Hebrew.
Hebrew at home, but like I used to get so annoyed at her when she did that. Like because my father also speaks Hebrew, so they would speak to each other in Hebrew or Yiddish. I get like so annoyed.
Okay, so it's somewhere in your subconscious. You bring it out.
Yeah, I understand it a lot better than I speak. Getting there.
What about your kids? I bet they're picking up quick.
My oldest son is really picking it up. They're all picking it up, and they'll figure it all out.
It's all the process, man.
Yeah.
Shem's going to help us. Have a good one. Not enough.